This morning we're at the Mullumbimby Farmers Market in the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales. We're in the electorate of Richmond, which stretches from Tweed Heads in the north to Ballina in the south. It's held by Labor's Justine Elliott on a margin of 1.6%. But a redistribution after the last election has moved the left-leaning town of Nimbin and parts of Lismore into the electorate of Page, making the outcome here much less certain. The Nationals are eyeing the seat, and so, of course, are the Greens. Greens leader Richard Di Natale joins me this morning from our Brisbane studio. Senator Di Natale, good morning.
G'day, Michael.
This seat, I'm sure you know it well, it's been a potential win for the Greens now for the past 20 years. It's almost every election, I think, we hear that this could be the time the Greens actually do pick it up. How confident are you this time?
Oh, well, I'm very hopeful. We've got an outstanding candidate there in Dawn Walker, and what a great addition she'd make to the federal parliament. We're running on a very positive, forward-looking vision for the country. We're delivering for the local community. I know that Dawn is very connected to her community. Talking about policies that really are important to them, investing in healthcare, and I'll be visiting the hospital there in an hour or so, talking to the director at the Tweed Hospital about how we can ensure that we get the funding necessary to help cut waiting lists and help the emergency department there work better. We've got strong policies on issues like aged care, which I know it's a very diverse electorate, Michael, and there are a range of different groups.
Well, it is
there,
a very
right,
diverse
from young
electorate.
Families and tree changes right through to the elderly, and we've got policies that address all of their concerns.
And a lot of farming and older voters who perhaps have voted for a long time for the National Party. Have you had to temper your views on some of these issues, like land clearing, for instance?
Oh, not at all. In fact, the farming community there are so pleased to have an advocate that supports them rather than the big mining companies standing up against coal seam gas, knowing that those things, coal seam gas and sustainable agriculture, are just not compatible, and recognising that what we have to do is support our farmers, support the work that they do, ensure that sustainable agriculture is a big part of the Australian economy. On the dairy industry, for example, we've got a range of policies that would look after farmers rather than at the moment. You've got the old parties and the National Party, who I keep hearing from people right around the country, are just deserting farmers and not representing their interests. They're more interested in supporting the fossil fuel industry, the mining industry. You've got that revolving door between National Party politicians and the coal seam gas industry. People are fed up with it. They want a group who's going to represent their interests, and they're seeing that in the Greens.
Okay, this is not the only lower house seat you're hopeful of picking up. You've got Melbourne, of course. It looks like you're pretty close in Batman in Melbourne as well. Higgins, perhaps not as realistic as it may have seemed. What about Fremantle?
Oh, look, Fremantle's an outside chance. We're coming from a long way back there. Again, we've got a terrific candidate there. Fremantle's, I think, one of those seats that we'll be looking to build over time. I think a number of these seats, and I've said this now, since I took on the leadership, we've got a long-term plan here. We know that in a number of these lower house seats, our vote is growing and it continues to build. And if it's not at this election, certainly at the next or the one after that, you will see a number of lower house seats that do become green seats. We're hoping to make that breakthrough at this election. It's hard when you've got the Coles and Woolworths of politics, the Labor and Liberal Party, joining together to try and shut out competition, whether it be the Greens or Independents, and that's what they've done. They've obviously got more in common with each other than they have with strong independent voices and the Greens. But we'll continue to chip away. And you know, you've got people in the community who are saying, we've got this massive challenge of dangerous climate change being completely ignored during this election campaign. People want a little more decency towards refugees and asylum seekers. They want to address that growing gap between the rich and everybody else. And we've got a range of revenue measures that address that. Ending, say, for example, those unfair tax breaks to the mining industry that mean that we can't afford to invest in places like the Tweed Hospital. And that's what we're saying, is we've got choices to make. If we tackle those unfair tax breaks, we can have a bigger investment in Medicare and hospitals. And they're the choices that we want to make.
Let's say you do win a couple of lower house seats. You could be pretty influential if the vote is very close. You've made your demands if there is a hung parliament, but where will you actually bargain? Because clearly either of the big parties are not going to agree to everything that you want, are they?
No, it would be clearly a negotiation, but we've made it clear that
Would you negotiate around boats and asylum and immigration, those sorts of issues?
Oh, well, I said yesterday at the National Press Club Michael, that issues like political donations reform, ending those massive donations that come from, for example, the coal seam gas industry that go to the National Party, the Labor Party and the Liberal Party, ending those donations that prevent us from taking strong action on climate change because you've got the two old parties who are in lockstep with the industry because they are the beneficiary of those massive handouts. We want to end that. We'll make sure that that's a key part of any discussion we bring to the negotiating table. We want stronger action on dangerous global warming. That means not opening up new coal mines, as both the old parties want to do. We want more decency towards innocent people seeking refuge and asylum. And we do want to end those unfair tax breaks that exist through our tax system so we can invest more in the foundations of a decent society, hospitals, schools and essential public services.
Let's talk quickly about the Senate, because clearly Nick Xenophon's team is going to be influential there in the next parliament. Where will you agree with them? I mean, could you agree, for instance, on their position on company tax? Because that's going to come to a vote, and the plebiscite as well.
Well, on each of those issues, we've said on company tax that how can you go to the last election claiming that there's a budget emergency, that the country's going broke, and then hand out close to $50 billion in tax cuts to big business, a large chunk of which will flow offshore.
Nick Xenophon says he would be prepared to negotiate around about the ten million dollar figure.
Well, that's Nick's position.
As a definition for a small business. What's
yours? Sure. Our position is that now's not the time for tax cuts to business. We don't think that now's the time to do that. And again, these are choices, Michael. If we give a big tax cut to business and adjust the threshold, what that means is less money to spend on schools and hospitals. That's not the view that we take. On the second issue of the plebiscite, well, we've said really clearly this is potentially going to be a hugely divisive issue in the Australian community. We're going to see many of those hateful views given legitimacy through a plebiscite. And we're going to see people across the community targeted. We've seen that already through online media. One of our candidates in Higgins, Jason Ball, has already been targeted, having homophobic material written across his billboards and so on. No, we'd like to see the Prime Minister show some leadership. We could return to the Parliament in a few weeks. We could have a free vote in the Parliament. We would get marriage equality over the line, and we'd send a strong message to the community that there is no place for prejudice, for discrimination, and that the love between two people should be respected, no matter of their gender or sexuality.
Okay, Richard Di Natale, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
That's the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale.